A statue of the Russian revolutionary Vladimir Lenin still stands proudly in the main square of Kramatorsk, but someone has painted his trousers Ukrainian yellow and blue. Just 100 kilometers to the east, Ukrainians fight Russian-backed rebels. But here, Lenin presides over families trying to keep to their normal routines, taking advantage of a mild winter day to go for an outing. Still, concern that the rebels could fight their way back to the city is not far from their minds.
I'm anxious, a little bit anxious. But still, we're hoping people won't want them anymore and won't let them come back.
Of course I'm concerned, just like everyone else here. I can't make any predictions. We're getting too little information. But I hope they will protect us. I will try to help as best I can.
Local people have been traumatized by the daily reports from the nearby battlefields, says the regional governor, Alexander Kikhtenko.
It affected the psychological state of the people very negatively. People are almost constantly under the threat of shelling, under threat of losing their homes, their relatives, and friends. Now, the citizens of Donetsk region want only one thing. They want peace.
They're trying to find some peace when they can. But Ukrainian officials say these people will put up stiff resistance if the rebels and the Russians come to big cities like Kramatorsk. Still, here, like farther east, not everyone opposes the rebels. There's considerable pro-Russian sentiment and an overlay of Soviet-built factories and symbols of a time when Ukraine and Russia were both part of the Soviet Union. 40 kilometers closer to the battlefront in the town of Artemivsk, a group of women went out in the rain to make their feelings clear. They would not speak on camera, but said they were protesting the Ukrainian government's conscription program. They don't want their husbands and sons to fight against Russia. One said, if people in Kyiv want to fight Russia, they should send their sons to do it. Those women are not alone, but their view appears to be in the minority. Most people in government-held areas don't want the rebels to return.
When they left, it was horrible. Now it's very good. May they never return.
In the past, they had some support from people. Now people have seen that it's bad, that war means destruction, disaster, tears. We hope that it's just threats and won't become reality.
That's the hope. But as convoys head east from the city and the dead and wounded come back, it's difficult to know how many more peaceful Saturdays there will be for pony rides in the square. Al Pessin, VOA News, Kramatorsk, Ukraine.